We likely would not know about the killings of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge or Philando Castile in Minnesota if not for the video recordings. A while back, an acquaintance notified me about a story in MLive which had him really agitated. It was about whether police can order you to delete a recording on your phone after you've videoed a police action. In this federal case out of Grand Rapids, two undercover officers, one local, one FBI, were accused of beating and falsely arresting the wrong person. A uniformed officer told people who recorded the scene to delete it for the safety of the officers. Joining us to talk about this generally is Michael Steinberg. He is the legal director of the ACLU of Michigan. So can police order you to delete a recording? Can they seize your phone or camera?
The courts have been unanimously clear on this issue, and the answer is no. Without a warrant signed by a judge determining that there's probable cause to seize the video or order its deletion, the police cannot order a citizen to delete a video taken in public of the police.
In this case, since these officers were working undercover and didn't want to be identified, was the uniformed officer justified in ordering the recordings deleted?
No, the fact that the police are undercover does not provide justification to order the deletion. Undercover officers are just as capable as uniform officers of committing misconduct, and the police have to follow the Constitution and recognize people's First Amendment rights to video them in public.
So if the court rulings have been so clear, why do we keep seeing this happening again and again? I mean, back in 2013, a plainclothes police officer in Detroit didn't identify himself as a police person and told a Free Press News photographer to turn off her camera. She ultimately was arrested. Her camera was seized. So this happens even to the professionals. If this is legal, why do we see police doing it again and again and again?
I think you see it happening less often as the courts have issued rulings. I think certain training that's being done for the police now. However, you know, the police don't like the fact that these videos are being posted online.
We've seen recently how they can contradict things. I mean, in Chicago, a dash cam video of the shooting of Laquan McDonald shows a much different story than all of the reports filed by the police. It's a good thing there is video.
Exactly. It's illustrated over the course of the last couple of years. The ability to videotape the police is critical to educating the public about police abuse and bringing about reform. The ability to scrutinize the actions of public servants lies at the core of the First Amendment, and that is why the courts have held that it's protected. Now, you know, if the police want to ask somebody to voluntarily delete a video, there's nothing preventing them to do it, but they cannot penalize a person for refusing to do so.
You at the ACLU Michigan now have an app for that. Tell me about the Mobile Justice Michigan Project.
Since Ferguson and Trayvon Martin, the ability to record the police has become critical in this country, and we have developed an app to make it easy. It's called the Mobile Justice App. You can download it from the ACLU of Michigan website. If you observe a police encounter or you suspect that misconduct is happening, you can turn on the app, and as soon as you shut off the app or you actually shake the phone, the video goes directly to the ACLU of Michigan. So in the event that the police are not recognizing people's First Amendment rights to record the police and seize the phone or order that it be deleted, the video has already been sent to the ACLU.
So do you hold the app sort of in trust in case it's needed by a person wanting to file? And does the person who took the video have to give permission for the ACLU to use it?
Yes, if you use this app and it comes to us, we will not use it without the permission of the person taking it. By signing up for the app, we're able to reach out to the person taking the video. But, you know, it has the potential to really shine a light on those times where police abuse their power and, you know, rough somebody up. We've been hearing since I've been at the ACLU and for generations before, stories of police abusing their power, roughing people up, focusing on individuals because of their race or ethnicity, using offensive language. And reports are made to the police. Supposed investigation is done, and police officers are usually found not responsible. Many police departments welcome this as well, at least at the top. The police chiefs will tell us if a police officer is abusing his or her power, we want to know about it. And so we think this development is a good thing, and hopefully we won't have officers ordering people to delete videos anymore.
That's Michael Steinberg. He's the legal director of the ACLU of Michigan. Thanks for telling us about this.
Sure. Thank you, Lester.